Welcome to the Heavenly Warriors Radio Network, training people all over the world to fight spiritual darkness and wickedness in heavenly places, according to Ephesians 6:12. The Lord says, His people perish for lack of knowledge. Heavenly Warriors is dedicated to spreading the knowledge of the power of the Holy Spirit. If you're tired of being a human punching bag for the devil, and you're hungry for more Holy Spirit power in your life, stay tuned. Hi, this is Minister Rick Bell, and I want to welcome you to HeavenlyWarriors.com. I'd like to share with you today a very powerful prophetic word that I came across just in the last few days. Now, we are in the early part of May 2015 is the year, and many godly men and women whom I respect and have followed for many years happen to be saying the same thing, and that is that something significant is coming. Something significant in our way of life, in our world, that's going to change things. Now, the Lord spoke to me, and many of you have heard this before, back in 1992, specifically that Bill Clinton was going to be the next president of the United States, and when that happened, it would be the beginning, this was the quote, the beginning of the end of life as we've known it in this country, America. Now, that was a very powerful word that I got, and I didn't fully understand what it meant. Looking back now, I can see that. It was the beginning of the erosion of truth in our nation. Bill Clinton, Brian, again, this is not a political statement. At the time, I was a Democrat. I actually was in public office as a politician. I was in law enforcement, and I had been elected as the constable of Harrison County, Texas, and I was a registered Democrat. So this was not a political statement. However, the Lord spoke to me and said when Bill Clinton was elected president, it would be the beginning of the end of life as we've known it in this country. And how true that was, because it was the beginning of the end of truth. And all of you well understand and know the troubles Bill Clinton got into for his sexual exploits in the White House with a certain intern in a blue dress. And then he stood up and lied, and to cover that up, it was one lie after another. But it did not start there. The lying started long before Clinton became president. It was, if you follow back their trail back to Arkansas where he was the governor. In fact, I lived in Arkansas while he was the governor of Arkansas. And there was something called the Whitewater Development. And there were many, many other things. And the point is, this is not to bash Clinton or anyone else, but to point out that there was an absence of truth. And when that began, it began a slippery slope, and it's continued. Now, where are we today? Well, things don't look that great on the international front, the national in our country. There's all kinds of chaos and turmoil and fighting and rioting and police officers abusing suspects and the people rising up in the streets and looting and burning buildings. All of these things, I believe, are a precursor for what lies ahead for us. Now, my ministry, God called me to preach, to teach, to do a deliverance ministry and a Holy Spirit focused ministry. And that's to teach people that there's a power available to them called the Holy Spirit that Jesus promised. He told his disciples to get to the upper room and don't come out of the upper room to start their ministry until they had received this power, the Holy Spirit that would come upon them. So many people feel a calling to go out and witness to the lost, and that's what the unction that they feel, the burning passion. Let me tell you what my burning passion is, and I cannot escape it. I can't get away from this. The Holy Spirit has called me to minister to the Christians, to so-called Christians, or people who may truly be followers of Christ, but don't have any power or any knowledge of how to beat back demonic forces that drive them to commit sins that will ultimately separate them from heaven. And that's the fact. That's the bottom line. There are multitudes of Christians right now who really believe they're in good shape. They call themselves Christians. They may attend church regularly. They may be tithers, you know, sending their little 10% in and or more and thinking, well, that's going to keep me in good shape. That's what I need to do. I'm on the way to heaven. But their lifestyle does not produce the fruit of the Spirit. Instead, it produces the fruit of the flesh. And you can find this in Galatians. Go to Galatians chapter 5 and start reading about verse 19. And it will tell you that the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of anger, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, parties, going to wild parties, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in times past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that was the Apostle Paul talking in the letter to the Galatians. And the bad news is many Christians live a lifestyle that is inclusive of many of those things I just outlined. Now, this is not picking up rocks and throwing at you if you struggle in one of these areas. This is to just to open your eyes up, to see the truth, so that you can start to understand you are going to need Holy Spirit power to get through the things that lay ahead of us. And many Christians out there don't have a clue. They think they do. They think they've got it all figured out in their little religious box. If you are in that category, you are soon to discover what you believed all these years that you were safe and protected from is going to land squarely on your doorstep. So this particular audio clip that we are going to listen to was from a prophetic word that really struck me. As I mentioned earlier, many people have been saying the same thing now for several years, and that is that something is coming to the United States of America. I listen to these voices because the word says that God does nothing unless he reveals it first to his prophets. He doesn't just spring things on us. The Bible says he reveals it to those who have a prophetic gift. This particular young lady is prophetic. Her name is Lee Grebin, and this segment came from a blog show, a podcast named True News with Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles is the host of True News, and I encourage you, if you don't subscribe to that, you need to start subscribing to certain podcasts. Subscribe to this one, heavenlywarriors.com. I would encourage you to subscribe to the Omega Man podcast, Omega Man Radio. And this one, it's called True News with the host Rick Wiles. And this young lady, Lee Grebin, was born into, a ministry family. Her father was a pastor. Her mother was prophetic. And she said her first prophetic vision or dream came when she was 7 years old. She was just a little girl. And this was in 1987 that she had the first vision. And she said in that vision that the Lord told her there would be a president of the United States that would usher in the Great Tribulation, and it would be a man from Chicago, and this man would bring about strife and division and ultimately war that would usher in the Great Tribulation. Now, she was speaking of Chicago, which would be the hometown of, or the claimed hometown of Barack Hussein Obama. And again, this is we're not trying to bash any political party here, Democrat, Republican, Independent. That doesn't matter. Throw that out the window. Look at the fruit. Look at the man. Look at the woman. Look at what the fruit is of their life. Is it truth or is it deception? So this young lady, Lee Grebin, has continued to have prophetic dreams, and they have increased over the years, and she has been having some very powerful and, disturbing visions and dreams. And I wanted to share, this is just a short little clip from this, but I encourage you to go back and listen to her entire testimony on this show. It was aired May 6th or 7th, I'm not sure, but you'll just have to look up True News with Rick Wiles, and the guest was Lee Grebin, G-R-E-B-I-N. But I want you to listen to this, and I want you to open your spirit up to receive what the Lord would say to you as you listen to what this lady has to say from a vision of the Lord.
The eradication of the debt system. I mean, the whole thing's going to collapse because it's a house of cards, and all this government debt and corporate debt and it's all going to crash over that year. So
I want to talk about going into that economic collapse a little bit, if that's okay.
Sure.
In mid-February. After he told me to start stocking up, maybe a week later, I had another visitation. This time it was specifically at 3:33 in the morning. The Lord woke me up, and he began talking to me about the churches in this nation specifically. He told me that I had to warn them. And the reason why this was different from any other time is because throughout the years, the past couple of years, the Lord has been showing me things for this country on a rapid scale. It's been like, tell them this, show them that, post this, give them this dream, tell them this scripture, all of this. But this time, he said, when you speak, I want you to say, thus saith the Lord. And that is something in my flesh, I will tell you, is like scary, because that's treading dangerous ground if you're not speaking from the Lord truly. But he told me, this is how I want you to write it when you write it, and this is how I want you to say it when you say it. And I said, okay, Lord, I will obey. And he spoke to me these words, and I'm going to share it with the audience.
Go ahead. You take your time.
He said, thus saith the Lord, what is coming upon this nation will affect many who claim to follow me. This is because not everyone who is a part of the church I call my bride. Many believe that they will be shielded from the judgment when in fact they will go through it. Not everyone who calls upon my name will enter into my kingdom. For every 10 people who pray to me and declare me as their Lord, I only know one. That shook me up, and I'm going to go into that in a second.
Oh, dear mercy.
Thus saith the Lord God, I have sent you my prophet to warn you of your disobedience and your pride, but you have rejected them. You have chosen to follow those who only speak smooth words and deception, and I have not sent them. They are not my prophets. Therefore, when I pass judgment on this nation, you will feel it. Repent, says the Lord of hosts. Turn to me and seek my face, for the day of the Lord is at hand. And know that even in my judgment, I am merciful. Then he gave me, after that, he said that judgment would be issued upon the United States of America according to Isaiah 17, verses 10 and 11. At that point, I couldn't even tell you how verse 1 started in Isaiah 17. I've read the whole Bible. I have certain scriptures memorized, but Isaiah 17 is not one of those.
And what verses in Isaiah 17?
It's verse 10 and 11, and I'm going to read it to you. I'll read it to the audience. It's Isaiah chapter 17, verse 10 and 11, and this is what those two verses read. It says, because you have forgotten the God of your salvation and have not been mindful of the rock of your strength, therefore you shall plant pleasant plants and shall set it with imported seedlings. But in the day you shall make your plant to grow And in the morning you shall make your seed to flourish, but the harvest will be a heap of ruins in the day of grief and desperate sorrow. And that's the New King James Version.
I have the scriptures underlined in my Bible, and I have written in the sideline of the Bible that right above those scriptures on the side is America, the nation that forgot God.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's have a moment of silence. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
No, the Lord has been speaking this scripture to me for a long, long time.
So, I was pretty shook up from this, obviously. I think what shook me up more is the 10-to-1. I've never heard that before in my whole life. And I was like, Lord, he said, for every 10 people that call upon his name, they claim that they're God, he only knows one. So I meditated on this for a couple of days. It took me 2 days just to even speak on it because I was struggling just to post it, just to put it out on my website, which is on my website. It's on my Facebook page. And I talked about it in a video that I posted in February called 25th Prophetic Word for 2015, The Storm is Coming. I talk about it then. The scriptures are also highlighted on my video. But it took me a few days. Because it was shaking me up. And even when the Lord talks to you, like, when you're really hearing for him, there's no pride. You don't even feel eliminated from it. You just want to repent. You want to comb every crack and corner of your life to make sure that you're right with him. And that's how I felt. I'm just a vessel, but that doesn't mean that I'm perfect. And I tell people, it's a day-to-day, you die daily, like Paul said. It's a day-to-day submission before the Lord. It's not once a week or once a month or once every... You have to do this day-to-day because you can be here today and gone tomorrow in an instant. Poof. That's it. You're gone. And so...
I pray every day the Lord saves me from myself.
Me too.
I can't live 24 hours by myself. I have to have Jesus.
Yes.
You know, Mina, often... throughout the years of this ministry, again, we started in 98. The radio program started in 99. And there were many times I was very tired and weary, especially the early days. We were under such horrific spiritual attack. You know, Satan always attacks an anointed ministry in its beginning years. Because he wants to kill it while it's still young. It's like a toddler.
Yeah.
He doesn't want that ministry to grow up and get legs and muscles and stand up and be an adult. So he will attack a new ministry in its early years to prevent it from ever developing into a full ministry that declares the word of the Lord. And so we were under attack all the time. But, you know, even today, you know, I'm attacked and criticized all the time. And this is, I'm not talking about the ungodly. I mean, I can put up with that stuff. It's the religious people that jab you and cut you and slander you. And, you know, it just wears you down day after day after day. You know, I've put up with it for years, you know. And at times when I've said, Lord, how long? How long do I have to keep warning the people? You know what he always takes me to?
Isaiah
6. Isaiah said, then I said, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities are laid waste and without inhabitant, and the houses are without a man, and the land is utterly desolate, and the Lord has removed men far away, and the forsaken places are many in the midst of the land. But yet a tenth will be in it and will return and be for consuming as a terebinth tree or as an oak whose stump remains when it is cut down. So the holy seed shall be in its stump. So the holy seed shall be its stump. That's what he always takes me to.
Wow.
So I know I've known for many years the country is not going to respond. It is not going to repent. It's going to go through this judgment because they've stiffened their neck, they've hardened their hearts, and they no longer, they don't fear God anymore. And in fact, in the church, the people who claim to be Christians, they don't fear God anymore. They don't believe God's going to do anything. You tell Christians, people, let's say church members. I'd rather say church members than Christians. You tell church members that judgment's coming on the land, and they don't believe you. They just don't believe it because they don't fear God anymore. They don't read this word. They don't know his word, his will, and his ways. And so they don't even have a fear that there's going to be any chastisement.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard a very powerful word from a minister. And that word should shake you to your very core. This woman is a full-time minister. She's in ministry. As I said earlier, she was raised in a ministry family with a prophetic gifting along those lines. So what did she say? She said some things that the Lord's been trying to say to all of us. And the first is that Christians who think they're good to go are not. They're not going to make it. According to this prophet, only 1 in 10 of the people who claim to be followers of Jesus are going to literally make heaven. 1 in 10. That means for every 10 people who are going to church every Sunday and think they're living the good life and, as I said, doing their tithing, 9 of them are not going to make it. And why not? Because those things we mentioned earlier, those works of the flesh over in Galatians 5, have a hold on them. And the main one that she mentioned is pride. Pride. The Christians, God's people, are prideful. They don't want to listen to someone like me. They don't think I know what I'm talking about. I'm some kooky fringe out there in la-la land telling them about something called demons and spirits. When the evidence of that is all around us, it surrounds us. And you really have to be detached from reality not to see that these things are real and they have invaded our world. But it's pride. It's pride that keeps religious people from humbling themselves and saying, man, can you teach me something? I don't know about this. Can you help me in this area? No, they want to cling to their programs. They want to cling to, I'm in charge of this or that, and this is what I do. This is my ministry. This is my area. When they don't have any business being in charge of anything, because the fruit of their life is straight out of Galatians. It's fleshly. So we as Christians, it's learning time. It's time to humble ourselves. God's people have rejected the prophets that God sent to them to try to tell them, try to wake them up. But we absolutely must heed this warning. And I urge every one of you that's listening to my voice, you're serious about this. You are serious or you wouldn't be listening to this broadcast. So I encourage each one of you to begin to grow and strengthen your Holy Spirit walk. If you pray in tongues, you must pray in tongues more now than ever. Pray every day. Pray as much throughout the day as you can every time you're alone. Pray in tongues. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you must get it. You must have it. There is no legitimate excuse for you not having it. That is an area that all of your focus needs to be in. And there, I can tell you, as a minister who's done this since 1980, I don't even know how many years that is. What, you know, 35 years I've been doing this. And I know that Holy Spirit is available to you, but it gets blocked by demonic strongholds that have rooted themselves in your life. Strongholds of pride, usually, that you're just a little bit too proud to completely let go and surrender to that Holy Spirit. Now, you don't think you are. You know, you would argue with me for an hour and say, I don't have pride in my life. I'm submitted, surrendered. But the fruit, once again, the fruit of it, the evidence. So I encourage you right now to latch on. Start studying everything you can. Listen to all of my podcasts. Listen to Omega Man Radio, the podcasts. Those things will teach you. They will show you things. They'll open your mind and your spirit up. Because honestly, you don't know what you don't know. It's something called unconscious incompetence. And I have a whole teaching on that. But when you don't know what you don't know, well, you're in a bad situation for yourself. So I encourage you to start to grow and start to educate. You're going to need knowledge now to get through what's coming. The Bible's clear. It says, my people, that's God's people, the Christian people, perish for a lack of knowledge. He's not talking about the heathens, the lost people in the world. He's talking about his people, my people, he said, perish for a lack of knowledge. So I encourage you to gain knowledge, get as much knowledge as you possibly can. Start to read the book of Acts. If you're new to the Bible, read the book of Acts. It tells you what Christians are supposed to do, how the Christians are supposed to operate in this day and age. No, it's not a history book of what they did back then, but doesn't apply now. It's a now, a right now word. So get the book of Acts out, start reading what the early apostles did. That's the model he left us for the church. That's what we are supposed to be doing, walking in the same power they did, doing the same things they did. This is Minister Rick Bell with HeavenlyWarriors.com. I hope this has been a blessing to you, and I pray that each one of you is growing in being a doer of this word and not just a hearer. God bless you.